Child of the Second Tier, a poem by Elizabeth Heffron.
So, we begin this dance, you and me, alone in a room with 12-inch lead walls, and outside, through the toughened glass, a pair of sunny lab techs give the send-off wave and push a button, which starts my massive door to slowly shut, cutting us both off from your former world. You will hear me hiss, almost a sigh, as a hot mess of radionuclides, vacuum-sealed and silly with anticipation, are sent jetting into the chambers of my steel and carbon neck. All this before the chase even begins. And there you are, a 50-year-old statue, young to some, your head held like stone in a fiberglass vise. And me, 20 tons of sexy, free to roam the room and your body with a high-pitched whine on the hunt for those wily anarchic cells you have so blithely invited into your system. We will duck and cover this way for 35 days, and when we part, you will leave the hospital, if not cured, then infinitely better, or possibly worse. You've read the New York Times expose. There are no guarantees. But please note, failure is not in our mission statement, and hope will forever dangle before us like an old Obama sign. Of course, you know all this. You signed the consent forms with that elegant big pharma pen that kept slipping from your fingers the way those glasses seem to slide down your nose. But back to the beginning, we must make a mask. It will feel like kindergarten. Plaster of Paris, the cat in the hat. We will cover your eyes, your entire face, in a warm mud. A clean medicinal mud. Not to be confused with swamp mud, the smelly St. Louis Concordia pond mud you used to fashion into pies in 110-degree heat with Chipper White. We will be careful to place two plastic mini cones up your nostrils while the plaster sets to make sure you can breathe. Wouldn't want to lose the patient to the process. That is not the intention. Once the mask has hardened, it will become your ally, your partner, the one protection you have from my insistent advances. Its only goal is to prevent a mistake in the field, as they say. We are aiming with micron precision at the laryngeal tissues on the right side of your neck, not your tongue, not your thyroid, nor your brainstem. Those would be considered off target. Others worry about this possibility more than I do. To me, tissue is tissue. Whatever I hit, I destroy. Which will not only cause your hair to fall out, but will send the acrid, slightly lemony odor of annihilated flesh floating around the room like a prom in Afghanistan. When you mention this to the resident, the one with the semi-mohawk who stays safely behind the 12-inch walls, he will tell you there is no smell. It's all in your mind. He is wrong. You are right. Never believe anyone with a semi-mohawk. It is the death scent of your own cells. After the mask, finally, we commence. You and me. We will plant our feet in flights of fancy. You, tattooed and strapped down, your mouth guard in tight, battling migraines and weight loss and misery. And me, like an airy mechanical eel, with no feeling at all in a flat glass face, step ball changing in the vapors around you. For 35 days, I will take aim, and in your mind, you will run, until your mouth becomes a desert, your throat a blistered battlefield so painful, a 75 microgram fentanyl patch does not quite cover the screaming ache, and you succumb to the shadowy pleasures of a Vicodin high more often than is respectable. You will feed yourself through a tube in your stomach. Your nose will run and your scalp will itch. You will throw up in the most public of places. Eventually, you will become so weak you need a walker to trudge past the broken red truck to the garbage can a distance of 35 feet. And in a sublime sort of joke, I will leave your pubic regions blissfully alone, so that you and he will ponder the imperative of this, the preciousness, and attempt moments of union in new and oddly mechanical ways. All this you will go through for life's sake, to stay alive, to find new meaning in home and family and friends, to become a member of a new sect, an irradiated child of the second tier, and dream about things supremely impractical. An MFA, a walking tour of Ireland, and a chance to fail at everything so brilliantly, you will shine.
This episode of Sandbox Radio Live was recorded on April 16th, 2012, at West of Lennon in Seattle, Washington. It was engineered by Christopher Stewart and mixed by Dave Pascal. Our stage manager was Colleen Nielsen. Sandbox Radio depends on the generous financial support of listeners like you. To make a donation and access our podcast archive, visit us online at thesandboxac.org.